We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, let's go to State Senator Sharif Street. They're going to be back in session in a moment. Glad he took a moment to join us. Senator, welcome back to Philadelphia and to the show. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Sorry I was a little bit late. We had a caucus and then we're going on the floor. But we have a little break here and in the action, and I wanted to It's always good to get a chance to talk to you and your listeners.
Well, thank you, Senator, very much. Now, yesterday we were invited, so we see the remnants of this conference call you did with the media talking about the right wing wanting to reopen things. We played some of the people that were there yesterday, and I think they're more in step with this. There were people there that are very political. But what do you say to a woman we've been playing this morning, Senator, who runs a small consignment shop in Strasburg, Pennsylvania, kids' clothes? She can't sell, she can't reopen under the dictates of this governor, yet Walmart and the other and Target are selling the same exact things. What do you say to someone like that?
Well, look, I say I'm not defending that all of the suggestions as to what individual stores should and shouldn't be open, where every decision was made correctly. What I am saying is that Senate Bill 613, which was the widespread universal opening of everything, would have been devastating to our ability to deal with this pandemic. And look, I'll give you an example. Just because there's the old saying that my dad used to have because he grew up on a farm. You know, some things require, you can't take a sledgehammer to the top of a pin. And so that's why you have different tools. Sometimes you use a small hammer, sometimes you use a sledgehammer. This would have been a sledgehammer to our social distancing.
Oh, okay, well, wait a minute. That's not really true. We've had people on extensively. My read is, you're talking about science yesterday a lot, Senator, during your conference call. It would follow CDC guidelines, and those include social distancing, and it would use the federal guidelines on essential. It's broad. It would have been generous. It would have put a lot of people back to work. Why is it we don't trust them that you vote against that, yet we trust the Walmarts and the other big box stores, and they're not following these social distancing in any real way that we can tell?
Well, that's incorrect. First of all, you misstate my position. I appreciate you asking me why I vote the way I voted. I voted because I trust Dr. Levine and the state health department to make decisions more than this would have shifted authority to make the decisions from Dr. Levine to counties. And most of the counties in Pennsylvania don't have any health department at all. Look, there is a process for individual businesses who feel that they've been aggrieved to address that with the state health department. And I think that businesses that have should be. But for instance, we can't do what Georgia did and open up every gym, because the reality is going to Planet Fitness, and I love Planet Fitness, and I go there all the time with my daughter, and I go with my wife when things are in a normal session. I still pay my membership dues, but going there during the pandemic is bad, and opening that up is a problem. And I don't trust individual county officials who don't even have a health department to make those decisions.
Well, wait a minute. Let me finish.
I want that decision to be made by the doctors at the state health department, as opposed to county departments that don't even have health departments. That's what the legislation was about.
No, it wasn't about that. But anyhow, when did you guys, Senator, when did you, when did you guys cede your authority to Rachel Levine to make all decisions? You guys were elected to walk and chew gum at the same time, men and women. You were elected to try to find some kind of benefit, cost benefit analysis here. And all these businesses then fail this test. None of them can open, like this woman with the consignment shop. It's just wrong, and the waiver process is not transparent. Every one of your colleagues that we have on says that and agrees with that.
Well, every one of my Republican colleagues, because every Democrat voted against it.
No, well, Matt Bradford was on and he said, go ahead.
Every Democratic senator in the entire state voted against 613. And I believe Matt Bradford voted against 613. And I'm not suggesting that the waiver process is perfect. What I'm suggesting is that 613 was the wrong tool. It was too broad. It was an overreach, and it was an irresponsible piece of legislation. And I'm not and the governor has since then announced the gradual opening of businesses that can be responsibly opened. He decided to reopen construction, a decision which I supported. We've been talking with the governor. The power isn't vested with Rachel Levine. She's a person advising Tom Wolf, who was overwhelmingly reelected by the people of Pennsylvania to make these decisions. We as legislators create policy, and the governor makes executive decisions, and I support his ability to make those decisions. On individual, I advocate to him on changes. I believe that his recent decision.
Wait a minute. Okay, let me interrupt. Wait a minute. I just asked you the question, Sharif, and that is Senator. That is simply. It is simply this, though. You do have a role as a legislature. You seem to be advocating everything to the governor and Rachel Levine.
No, we're not advocating everything to the governor, Rachel Levine. Look, the governor is the chief executive. We have our role. We allocate funds to the governor. We provide oversight as to what he does. I believe that the governor has acted by and large in a responsible way under difficult circumstances. And we continue to have conversations with the governor. And I think he's made some decisions recently, like he agreed to open up online auto sales. That made sense. But I think that Senate Bill 613 was an overreach, and it would have shifted. It wouldn't have shifted authority for me to make decisions. It would have shifted it to county officials who don't even have medical personnel working for them at all. And I thought that was a mistake.
All right. Well, Senator, thank you. Thanks for carving out the time to join us today, though.
Thank you so much. And look, I appreciate the dialogue and I appreciate being challenged.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Senator.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.